Richie, you are a college student and you're number five on the School Games leaderboard. You've built this amazing community. You're at 15K monthly recurring revenue. And I think one of the things I love most about your community is like all these prizes that you offer. So Dialed University, right? And you scroll down to the bottom, a weekly challenge, most steps in a week, get a prize. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so we actually integrated that challenge this past week. That's just the traditional step challenge. So part of the community is just, living a balanced lifestyle, going to the gym, working out, eating right, still having fun on the weekends. And I thought that doing a week to week short term challenge would be great to kind of just increase that sense of competitiveness amongst the members, as well as just, another way to hold each other accountable. So I think that's going to be super fun. This is the first week we're doing it. And yeah, the prize for that one is getting a prolonged one-on-one call to discuss, their whole experience in the community. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's day one today of that challenge.
Dude, if there was a way to somehow track everyone's steps live, kind of like School Games leaderboard style, and you just see everyone like towards the end of the week, like just like get your steps in, get your steps
Dude,
in.
we're actually tracking it pretty much live on this application called, I think it's called Step Up, it was.
Oh,
And so
come on, that's
every day
awesome.
it updates the leaderboard. We actually have one person training for a half marathon right now, so he's just destroying most of us.
So, I mean, how did you get into business and what brought you onto school?
I did have a paid community in 2021, which was finance-based community, stock picks and stuff like that during lockdowns. So that was like kind of the first time I got introduced to the world of online paid communities. It was a great success. It was one of the first businesses I launched in college, which with two other friends of mine here. It's still running today. We're just not operating on it on a daily basis. And business in general, I mean, I'm a business student. I study finance, worked in corporate finance and growth equity. But deep down, I feel much more connected to entrepreneurship and, helping people and building my own, building something myself. I've always loved that much more. And so found out about School Games last fall, I believe. Just started hearing a lot about it. And the gamification aspect of it was really intriguing to me. And decided to pull the trigger and was like, let's give this a shot. Because I always had in the back of my mind, eventually I wanted to start a community with, the things that I'm doing now as opposed to finance before. And now we're 25 days in. We're just started.
I remember whenever we first saw you pop up on the leaderboard, we were like, who the hell is this guy? Like, it's like Daddy Wellness. And then we went and we looked you up on TikTok. We were like, this guy's absolutely mental. Like the energy and just like the comedy was just out of this world. And I was like, is this a real community? Like, what's going on here? And like all the comments on TikTok, they were just like, this guy's like a cult leader. Like, how did you arrive at your niche and how did you arrive at your online persona? Because I think both are really cool.
Yeah, man. So it's been a really long journey, to be honest. In 2019, I made my first ever gym skit video. My whole life growing up, I've been super passionate about exercising, mental health, nutrition. And more recently, since I got to college, partying more and drinking, finding the keys to living a balanced lifestyle. It was something I struggled with a lot. And so last June 2023, I was like, I'm going to restart my platforms since 2019. And I was like, screw it. Started posting every day, man. Obviously what you see a little bit on socials is, cranking up the energy and really, delivering. But yeah, man, that's the type of energy we're bringing to the table. And I guess, people just love to see that. Yeah, I think just more people need to hear that message, that you can live a balanced lifestyle without pushing an extreme. And so it's related with a lot of people. People, connect with it in a genuine way. And it's been happening so fast. It's been 10 months. It's been 10 months. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's crazy. I can't even give you a full description on it because it's, 10 months is nothing, man. That's nothing.
Sure. Yeah. And I think it's really interesting because, as you say, there's a lot of guys in the health space online on social media, and it's like very, very dogmatic. It's like, don't ever cheat, don't ever drink, don't. And it's just so like constrictive. And then on the other end, you've just got like Loosey Goosey, Wolf of Wall Street, like, go all out into anything that you want. And there's an Irish writer called Oscar Wilde, and he's got a great thing where he says, like, everything in moderation, including moderation. And I think, like, there is such a gap in the market for someone who's just like, look, you can have a good time, you can enjoy yourself and take care of your body and still do well in your work and your business and everything. So, yeah, why do you think people are so attracted to it?
Well, because I think it's because it's kind of like it's an ironic and hypocritical take. When you see my page and you read my bio and you see world's healthiest degenerate, you think of the word degenerate and you think of the word healthy and you're like, this makes no fucking sense. And it makes no sense because there's really not many people doing it. Most of these people, I mean, I fucking have so much respect for so many of the fitness creators and everyone in the industry, but I've noticed that there's this kind of gray area where they're just overcomplicating some of these concepts and some of these basic things that, you know, will allow someone to improve their health and improve their mental state and live a balanced lifestyle. Because I think in the end, that's what most people want. And I really like what you said before, even moderation sometimes. Which I say, you know what I mean? Like, still be, you know, a little, you know, sometimes, you know, you say screw it and have a lot of fun, go out and party. But most of the time, you know, be locked in. And I think, you know, people know that, but they just needed to hear it a little bit more.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, everything obviously operates as like a pendulum. And I kind of feel like maybe up until COVID, maybe even over COVID, like we were still kind of living in the era of the internet where it was like hyper artificial, super, super, super like cosmetic. Everything just like looks like so, so, so nice. And now the pendulum is swinging super hard the other way. And I feel like there's such an appetite for guys just coming on there, just like telling it how it is. And I think that's, you've find a good niche for that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I think on the technical side of like consumption of social media, I think people are getting a little bit fatigued of, you know, what we were seeing back in lockdowns. I think one of the only people genuinely pulling it off still really well is Alex. He's kept that style for right. A while now. I mean, and even on what we were saying before, like look at him. He never skips dessert. You know what I mean? That's his thing too. For me, I'll have a tequila on the weekends and stuff. You know what I mean? So to each their own, but yeah, I think ugly, I saw this ad recently where that just killed it for this phone case where it's like, people want ugly now. And not ugly in the way where it's like, you know, some trash quality video, but they want to be able to connect with something real, you know, not all this hyper editing and this, you know, jump cuts every 2 seconds and fatigue. And, you know, most of my videos are one takes. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, Sam Sulik's doing it too. He's super raw. And that's what's made him successful.
Yeah, and it's taken a long time. I almost feel like he was too early. And now, like, you know what I mean? Now he's getting his moment. Like, thank God he kept posting, you know, after all that time. Because now I feel like the market's ready. They're like, we want more content like this.
He was so early. It's insane.
And I like the little bits of authenticity. You know, like, I saw a TikTok of you. I think you got, like, super sunburned. And then you're like, mom, like hold the camera. And I was like, yes. Like, you know, cause like no one wants to like, it's like so uncool, but like the way you worked it in, it was just like so authentic, so funny, so hilarious. I'm like, dude, there's a reason why this guy's killing it. It makes a lot of sense. I heard something recently. It's like, I think it's a Japanese thing called Wabi Sabi. You ever heard of this?
I've heard of, yeah. I know there's multiple of sayings like that. I don't know what Wabi Sabi means though, to be honest.
It's kind of like the way someone described to me was, it was like, okay, if you can go to IKEA and get like a million mugs that look like this, but like if I was to hand sculpt you one, hand pot you one, I don't know what the verb is. And even if I made like 100 of them, they would all look different because they just have a little bit of like imperfection. And I feel like that's what you and so many guys who are killing it on social media do really well, is you weave in that little kind of bit of ugliness that you're talking about that just makes people feel like, thank God, something real. What's working for you in terms of getting people into your school community?
It's organic marketing. You know, really just, I try and integrate. I've always felt like, I don't feel, I just know now at this point, this is what consumers, as even myself, I think are enjoying more due to this fatigue that we're seeing from such fabricated ads and stuff like that. So what's working for me? Anything related towards my community and what we're offering, I'll create a video delivering value in a shorter form of to what is being brought into the community, and, you know, traditional methods to, you know, let the people know that, listen, you know, this is what we have going on. If you want to become part of it, you know, hop in. And so it's just been a lot of short form reels. We haven't ran any ads on my YouTube, which is pretty small still. It's just 13,000 subs so far, you know, started it in January. Yeah, man, that's what we've been doing so far. Stories and reels.
How do people like make their way onto the community landing pages? Literally just like link in bio stuff, or what do you
guys do? We're actually doing, I'm running some DMs. So if someone's interested, we'll have them DM us a keyword. And then, you know, I'll hop in a conversation with them, make sure they're a good fit. And then if they are, send them over the link and secure them a spot.
how are you managing college with running an insanely profitable and popular school community?
Man, that has been the biggest challenge. And I have 30 days left. I'm literally, if I'm not sleeping, I'm working right now, really, between school and making sure I'm giving the community as much value as possible on a day-to-day basis. You know, bringing in guest speakers. I'm vlogging on YouTube every day, short form. So it's just, man, just trying to use time as efficiently as possible, you know? Honestly, at this point, I'm just trying to graduate. So I'm just being honest, man. You know, like, I've done pretty well throughout college, man. At this point, I mean, even my teachers, they're pretty flexible. They see that I'm a fourth year, fifth year, and they're like, dude, you're good. Just grinding it out. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like, your plans for post-graduation, have they changed recently? Or did they, like, you know, life after college, like, did you think it was going to be in this niche on school? Were you going to get a job? Were you going to do a different business? Like,
I told myself last year before I started making these videos, I was like, okay, I'll work in growth equity, venture capital finance, or if I'm able to scale my social media, I even took a video of myself all the way and, you know, take this, you know, full throttle. That's what I'll do. And my plan A, which was really, I didn't really have plan B. I was like, I'm doing this no matter what. that was my plan. And that's my plan right now still. So, I mean, I'm so excited for when I finish school. There's so many more things I can do once I have 24 hours a day to, you know, dedicate fully to expanding my platforms and then expanding the community. So working on a couple other things aside from the community, but this right now is, you know, my main funnel and my full focus.
Yeah. So for Daddy Wellness, like, what's the future? Like, where do you see this whole thing going? Because, you know, you started this 10 months ago.
Yeah.
You're just getting started. You've experienced a lot of success. Like, where do you think this could go? Or even, like, where do you want it to go?
I mean, to be completely honest, man, I want to be the number one on the school games, to be 100% honest. And I know it'll happen. It's just about when. I'm going to, you know, I want to continue to help as many people as possible. I'm going to continue to grow these platforms as much as possible. You know, it's been 10 months. And I think the biggest lesson I've learned has definitely been that it's, you got to be patient, you got to work hard, and you got to keep having self-belief. And so that's the three things on my mind. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to be able to achieve that. And so, yeah, man, I'm literally counting down the days till I walk on that fucking graduation. I get on a flight, I'm going straight home, and it's just, the gates are wide open of just nonstop.
Yeah, it's amazing if you think about, like, you know, a thing where it's like, you know, we're only using 5% of our brain or whatever. It's like, imagine just getting access to, like, all your calendar again, and there's no college, like, both in terms of time and in terms of, you know, cognitive load, what's going on in your head. You had, like, probably a pretty clear path for, like, growth equity and all that sort of stuff. Like, why in your heart of hearts did you want to do the social media thing?
Man, I kid you not, I had this voice in my head, like, years ago, man, when I first made my first video in 2019. It's like, I've always had a desire to want to help people. You know, I dealt with a lot of hardships myself going through middle school, early in college, and I've always had this desire to want to be able to help people. I feel like if I don't use my voice, then I'm not, you know, I'm doing something wrong. And also, just, you know, my dad is an entrepreneur. He's been a hustler his whole life, and I admire his work ethic. And, you know, I'm 23 years old. I think, you know, for me, I want to take a calculated risk. You know, I want every day to be a new challenge. As much as I think it's awesome to take a route in, like, growth equity or investment consulting, the level of fulfillment that I feel from doing what I'm doing now and connecting with people, like, some of the messages I get from people, just, you can't even put a price tag on it. You know, genuinely helping people become better. And I, you know, it even helps me become better. And so really it's just, it's an unbelievable fucking feeling. It's been 10 months.
What advice would you give to people who are just starting out on school? So, you know, they kind of have their niche. Maybe where you were about 10 months ago, where it's like, I'm maybe doing this one thing, but like in my heart of hearts, I really want to do this thing. And they see school and they're like, yeah, this could be a good vehicle for me to use.
Yeah, I would say step number one is you cannot rush monetization or creating a community where you're charging a premium to individuals until you genuinely build a connection with them. You look at Hamza, you look at some of the other guys, even myself now in this first month, I spent 10 months, you know, giving free value every single day. I didn't miss a single day of posting content on social media for over 200 days. My whole drive during that period was just, dude, this is why you should do it. You should want to help people. You should want to build the connection. And once you establish that trust, then you can start kind of working your way into it. That would be my number one piece of advice. You know, you got to be patient. You got to provide value. And you got to get some eyeballs on you. And so be different. Be different, provide value, and be patient. That's three pieces of advice.
Nah, dude. You stuck the landing. That was epic. Genuinely. Like, really, really great stuff. And Richie, I hope you... I'm trying to see how many days are left. There's just like school games ends this week. Hope to see you on the top 10 by the end.
Yeah, I heard the last 24 hours are insane. That's what I heard. So... I don't know, man. Listen, if we're in the top 10, you'll see me. But if you don't see me this month, you will probably see me the following month.
Yeah, I mean, everyone starts turning into magicians. They start, like, pulling stuff out of their hat. And, like, the last 24 hours, just like, what the? Like, where did this come from? Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it'll be cool. It's part of the games, you know. It's part of the excitement that we love to see and we love to look on.
Congratulations on everything you guys are building. And I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. It was great meeting you.
Dude. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. There'll be a link to Richie's school in the description of this episode. If you want to check it out, you want to find out more. He's clearly killing it. And so take part in the step challenge, take part in the 60-day challenge. And yeah, thanks so much for watching. Really appreciate it.